Time now for our second feature. Penelope Gagan is reading about the Norfolk pillboxes which were built to defend the nation and have been given listed status.
They were built as a defence against an invasion of England which never came. Dotted across the Norfolk countryside, concrete pillboxes designed for armed soldiers to defend the nation have now stood for more than 100 years. They are a reminder of the very genuine fear that the Germans were on the brink of invading the country during the First World War. The concerns intensified after the German Navy dashed across the North Sea and shelled Great Yarmouth in November 1914. It led to the construction of pillboxes, strategically sited in coastal areas and at rivers as a line of defence had the Germans attempted to invade. And 8 of North Norfolk's circular First World War structures, which got their pillbox name because they resemble boxes used to store pills, have now been granted special status in recognition of their historic significance. These concrete fortifications, built along the River Ant and North Walsham and Dillham Canal between 1916 and 1918, have been selected for Grade 2 listed status. The structures which have been listed are 2 pillboxes at Bradfield Common, which defended the crossing point where Common Road meets Bradfield Beck, at Backton Wood, where a rare semicircular pillbox guarded the canal bridge carrying Anchor Road, 2 circular pillboxes at Whitehorse Common, which flanked the former Ebridge Mill crossing on Haysborough Road, a circular pillbox which protected the east side of Wayford Road to the north of North Walsham and Dillham, 2 pillboxes positioned either side of the road to the west of the bridge at Little London, which carries Backton Road over the canal. Each pillbox exhibits the innovative concrete block construction method used to create the defence network. The pillboxes still have their original steel doors, gun loop shutters, and white painted interiors, which helps soldiers operate in confined spaces. They have been listed by the Department for Culture, Media and Sport on the advice of Historic England. Tony Culledean, East of England Regional Director of Historic England, said, "The listing of these First World War pillboxes recognise their historic significance and exceptional durability. These ingenious structures, often hidden in plain sight, are a reminder of a time when determined communities prepared to defend Britain during the Great War, using the pillboxes and waterways to provide a barrier to invading enemy troops. They now form part of the historic Norfolk landscape and tell an important story of local and national significance. Listed status gives a level of protection to buildings, which means special consent is needed to make changes to the structures. Around 25 First World War pillboxes survive in Norfolk, while there are records of 672 built in Norfolk during the Second World War, of which hundreds survive. One of the most well-known was one which fell from the crumbling clifftops at Haysborough. For years, it was an incongruous sight, on the beach, upside down, and filling with sand, before it was buried completely."